Republican ex-presidential candidate Mitt Romney has delivered a stinging attack on Donald Trump, calling him a con man and a fake. In a speech delivered in Salt Lake City, Mr. Romney accused Mr. Trump of playing the American public for suckers.
This is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. Donald Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. At the same time, he's called George W. Bush a liar. That is a twisted example of evil trumping good.
Well, that's Mitt Romney speaking there in Salt Lake City. Let's go to Washington now. Our correspondent Simon Marks is with us, who was listening to that speech. Extraordinary speech, Simon. Extraordinary, too, for such a senior figure in the Republican Party to come out and have a crack at the person who's leading the race for the nomination of that party.
An utterly seismic moment, Guy, on in American politics, and a symbol of the deep and abiding concern among elites within the Republican Party, the party's grandees, about the damage that Donald Trump has the potential to do to the Republican Party. There is a growing sense here in the United States that the Republican Party simply cannot survive as a monolithic, unitary institution should Donald Trump become the party's presidential candidate. And so Mitt Romney essentially was encouraged by other Republican leaders to be the public face and voice of an attempt to stop Donald Trump in his tracks. And you heard extraordinary language from Mitt Romney during the course of that speech. He said that Donald Trump was a fake, he was a phony. As a potential presidential candidate, he'd be about as useful to the Republican Party as a degree from Trump University. This was a blistering attack, an attempt to stop Donald Trump's, the Donald Trump advance in its tracks. But the real question, I think, is whether the Republicans haven't now just simply left it too little too late.
Well, is it even worse than that? Because Donald Trump is saying the establishment is trying to steal this. The establishment is the enemy. And then the establishment comes out and attacks him. I mean, does this not play completely into his hands?
Absolutely. Look, the relationship between Donald Trump and the Republican establishment has been tortured ever since he decided to get into this presidential race. You'll remember that just a few short weeks ago now, the Republican National Committee forced him to sign a pledge that said whoever would end up being the Republican presidential candidate, he would support. And the Republican National Committee got all the presidential candidates, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, all the rest, to sign the same pledge. At the time, it was seen as an attempt by the Republicans to sort of corral Donald Trump and get him on board, because then they didn't really think he was going to be the Republican candidate, but at least they thought that would stop him from running off and leading a third-party movement to run against, say, Jeb Bush, had he won the nomination. Now they find themselves in a real bind because all of these candidates also signed that pledge. So they, on paper, are pledged to support Donald Trump if he becomes the presidential candidate. And it's clear that a large number of senior Republicans are simply not going to endorse Mr. Trump for the presidency. The Associated Press published a survey earlier this week of Republican governors and senators, in other words, Republicans who have already won election to senior national positions within the country, and as many as half of them refused to commit to supporting a Trump candidacy if he ends up being the Republican nominee.
And of course, Mitt Romney was the loser in the presidential election, and that is a word that is going to be seized on by Donald Trump. He does not like losers. He tells us that daily. Is that the sort of response we can expect from him?
Well, the response was unleashed even before Mitt Romney got on his feet and opened his mouth. Donald Trump took to Twitter to excoriate Mitt Romney as precisely that, the man who lost the last election. And he also pointed out that 4 years ago, as he put it, Mitt Romney begged him, Donald Trump, for his personal endorsement. And it is a problem for Mitt Romney optically that he did bask in the spotlight of Donald Trump's endorsement 4 years ago when it came. At the time, he was only too happy to receive backing from Donald Trump. Now he's desperately trying to get the Republican grassroots to turn against a man who is threatening to upend the Republican Party and split it asunder. And all of that, of course, is music to the ears of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, who are just sitting on the sidelines and watching the circus as it unfolds.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.